welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 197. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy, my co-host.
Remember, Beaner's here.
What up, G? What's good?
It's fucking not much. Fucking little sore too. Went to the gym. I saw your sister there.
Idiot. Okay, she hit me up, texted me yesterday, I think.
She's like, I saw this fat pig.
Well, she knows you.
I know,
man. And she goes, I waved at him. And then she says, but he waved at me back and looked at me like, who the fuck's this bitch?
No. First of all, I'm angry because I'm working out. Okay.
You're intense, man.
And then I swear I thought I saw another person that I knew.
Another short broad that looks like me, kind of.
Chelly Ho.
Oh, snap.
And
that's an odd pull between the both.
I swear to I thought I saw
somewhere else.
Okay. I was on a machine, and she was I'm on this walking machine. There's a empty one.
You don't know if it was her for sure.
I swear to God, it looked just like her, but she totally did not even fucking acknowledge me. I was there, and I got kind of scared. I'm like, oh my God, because
do you think she would have set us up? Were you with your lady?
I was not, and.
Well, good job on you for going to the gym.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to do something more.
Well, active. I was debating should I tell my lady that I saw. Yeah, I did.
Good.
I can't keep secrets.
That's not a secret, but no, that's cool. I mean, it's not like you spoke to her.
Well, she kind of just fucking pushed me down the stairs and walked past me. I don't know. I swear to God, Joe, it looked just like her. And I'm like, is she mad because I stop talking to her, like defriend her, like.
Oh no, dude, you're married, dude. So I get where you're coming from.
Well, I saw her again on the fucking Sunday. I went Saturday, and then I saw her again Sunday.
It was her, probably. Who gives a shit? You're married. You're happy.
Yeah, I know, but it's just uncomfortable. And then I saw your sister on I think it's Sunday.
So you're like fucking tunnel vision. I can't look at anyone.
Or I looked, and then she waved, and I'm like.
Did you tell your lady you saw my sister at the gym?
I did.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
I was getting some water, and she caught me off guard.
I'll tell my sister that. All right, man, what's up? What's good? Did you do anything exciting this past weekend?
Just in pain and soreness.
Yeah, kind of same. This week is going to be the last week of my Josias's making my rounds tour. So Friday I head off from the second job, went grab a bite to eat, grab a few drinks, and then just chilled that night. Got terrible sleep Friday night to open the next few days at the second job, and I think I caught like 3 hours sleep just tossing and turning on Friday night, if even that, dude. And then I had to wake up early still to do. I'm cool, dude. I think I'm not getting sick. A little bit under the weather, but I'm good to go, man. You know, but
yikes.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. I'm good to go. Let's rock out a show, man. I don't know how good this one's gonna be because. Let's hit it real quick, dude. Bummer news, man. I mean, I could have sworn we had an episode like this recently, dude.
I thought it was fake, dude. I'm like, what?
See, go ahead.
What?
Because that's how I felt the first time.
Margot showed me. She goes, what happened? I go, what happened? She goes, dude, Chester died.
Chester Bennington passed away from.
And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Maybe this Lincoln is bullshit. And she's like, no, dude, it's like Washington Post. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's not bullshit.
TMZ everywhere.
God damn.
I was really hoping the same thing. I was on CNN and I kept refreshing the page, like, I don't see anything. And the first person that hit me up was actually one of our boys, one of our listeners, Eric. He's been texting me a lot. We text each other, dude. He's from fucking, not Texas. That's his cousin. Anyways, so he hits me up, texts me, hey, dude, did you hear about Chester? He just passed away. I'm like, dude, tell me you're bullshitting me. So we had a conversation going back and forth, and he finally sent me a link. I'm like, fuck. And by that point, I had done homework. And so he passed away too. Committed suicide as well, unfortunately, dude.
Yeah, this one hit me a lot harder because I really didn't listen to
Soundgarden.
And Linkin Park, I've listened to since they came out. Walter actually gave me the fucking CD, like, hey, dude, check these guys out.
Hybrid Theory was their first album.
Yeah, like, check this shit out, dude. This is some good shit. And since then, dude, like, fucking fell in love with
them. And I know you've seen them before, too. I've seen them a few times.
You were at that concert, Sanitarium.
Yes. That was the one of the times I caught them. I caught them even before. They had a free show in Westminster at the Best Buy Walter and I went
to. What?
Yeah.
You and Walter went? You didn't.
Yeah. You guys weren't friends yet.
What do you mean we weren't friends
yet? You guys hated each other still.
No. Actually, I never hated you guys. Wait, in high school?
No, this was right after because that album dropped in like 2001.
Right.
No, by that time, I think we were all hanging out. Or we met up there with you guys or something. I know I drove us out. But anyways, so saw them. That was the first time I saw him. Went in the mall and actually apparently flirted with his little sister.
Oh, nice.
Didn't know. But anyways, that was an interesting story. But to trip out, dude, the last time I saw Rise Against, the band I was talking about last week, Linkin Park headlined to that Winnie Roast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And another trippy part of the news is that 7/20 Thursday when he passed away was Chris Cornell's birthday.
And
they had became really good friends, which I'm like, wow, this is just fucking morbid, twisted.
Or I heard he killed himself the way
Chris Cornell did. Yeah. Now, we're not gonna go through this again. Like, you know, it was a good episode. We had a lot. The feedback for that episode, 184, I think. Fell on Black Days. We got a lot of love for her, and a lot of people reached out and said thank you and gave me stories. And,
yeah.
And I appreciate that. We don't want to be the somber podcast. Like, that was a once in a blue moon when we're going to break down like that, dude. This one does suck. It hurts. They were a soundtrack of my life, too, dude. So, I mean, yeah, I love them, you know. But, yeah, let's play a little bit. That way, listeners that don't.
Let's play another downer song.
Yeah, dude, all their songs are. But go for it, man. Let's see what we got.
Okay, here we go.
This one's called Numb. This is Linkin Park, dude. We love them, dude. We kind of grew up with them. We were entering our adult lives when we were getting into this band, dude. So before anything, guys, the last one we did something similar to this. We're not going to do that again. Hopefully never again. But we would be remiss if we didn't mention it at least.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like I was telling Joe, like, it hit me, like, on Sunday, but you know, I hope he finds peace.
Yeah, and it's a sad thing to happen to anyone, guys. And like we said, that episode fell on Black Days. It's okay to feel bad. We all have bad days, and it sucks to have a bad day. We are entitled to have bad days. But be good to a fucking each other, guys. If you guys see a red flag, if you guys are feeling fucking bummed out or depressed, you guys can get help, dude. Hit me up on wherever you guys can find me, and just if you guys want to chat, talk to me, fucking. I'm here, dude. I mean, I might be far away, but yeah, we're not going to do a somber episode again. But we just had to hit it real quick, and you know, even all the good feedback we got off of that one, we want to make you guys laugh more than anything.
Yeah.
And feel good. Like, we've gotten a lot of, you know, you guys have helped me through my day. You guys have got me to laugh when I was fucking pissed off about this. So we would rather do that than have you guys think the world sucks, and you know what? The world does suck. But guess what? We're together. We're friends, so we can get through any fucking bullshit that life has to throw at us.
For sure.
All right, man. You ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
I have nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to hit Twitter love shoutouts? Let's do Twitter love shoutouts. Or do you want to do what we spoke about?
Whichever.
Let's do the start off with what we spoke about 100 episodes. Episode 97, dude.
Nice.
We hashtagged, entitled, The Getaway. We hit What the Fuck News. Skinny jeans can cause severe nerve damage.
To the bowls.
There you go. We hit hashtag Anakin Skywalker arrested in South Carolina.
Wait a minute. The real Anakin?
Yes. Remember?
For his bad acting? So,
apparently he got bullied when he was in school. Anyways, that's not cool, but like, yeah. Okay, sounded bad off. Coming right off already. We hit Arkansas woman headbutts deputy steals vehicle. We hit that surprising animal most likely to kill you. I brought a list of animals that are most likely to kill you, and I think we hit crocodiles, hippos were up there, lions surprisingly weren't. I think it was bees were the biggest killers, right? Or something like that.
We had that scare.
Because we had some insects that were on the list that were like, what the fuck? Like,
fuck insects. I hate them.
Dogs, too, were up there, kind of. Anyways, yeah. Maybe. So that's what we hit. If you guys want to find out, episode 97, hit that one up. We hit a Comic Talk, Comic News, new Spider-Man casted, new Doctor Strange and Spider-Man comic title is ongoing. We hit ongoing post-Civil War comic reviews. We hit Wonder Woman number 41, Magneto number 19, Thor's Battle World number 1, Low number 7, which was Book of the Week, Southern Bastards, wait, I gotta jump back on that one and do reviews on that, number 9. We hit Old Man Logan, Secret Wars number 2, and Board Game of the Month was Battle Lore.
Oh, that's a good game.
Okay. You're the board game guy. I'm down to play board games. If I can find time to fit in. I still want to do a fucking night with you, dude.
We do, dude. I mean, it's due.
I got to kick. We'll figure something
out. We got to find a place to play them.
Actually, that's what it is, dude. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to roll everyone the fuck out. Okay, man, let's hit some Twitter love and shout outs now, real quick, dude.
Sweet, sweet.
Okay, we have first one is going to be actually. Oh, it's part of it still, dude. I hit a Twitter poll this week for us. I'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
It's the Comics Syndicate Twitter poll time. This week we ask, when do you listen to the podcast shows that you listen to? The options were at work, on the job, to and from work, the commute, when I'm working out, and or anytime when I get the chance. Those were the four options. You used to listen to podcasts at work. Do you listen to fucking any podcasts now, dude?
Unfortunately, no. Because I don't have any time.
I hear there's this dope show called The Comic Syndicate that's fucking balls to the wall.
Fuck those guys.
With some little horror.
I didn't want to work, dude. You're like pressing the button.
That was hilarious. Okay, dude. So those were the options, and we got, I think, 26 votes on that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Which isn't bad for a Twitter fucking poll. And this was just out of the blue anyways, dude. Okay, so the first option, at work on the job, 19% of the people listen to podcasts.
On the job?
I listen to podcasts. Yeah. At work.
I used to listen to on the job.
Second job, I'm unable to listen to anything. Yeah. That's just unfortunate.
Just people fucking yelling at you for coffee.
Yeah, I had nothing but cool people this weekend. Cool. Thank goodness. Number two was two from work, the commute. 42% of people listen to podcasts on the ride to work.
That's like the best way of doing it. If you work far away.
Yeah, dude. Definitely.
Just pop it on.
Third option, when I'm working out, only 4% of people listen to podcasts.
You fat fucks.
What did you listen to when you were working out this
week? I was listening to Linkin Park. Well,
oh, that's why.
Crying on the fucking treadmill. And fucking, is that sweat? No, that's tears. That's tears busting out of my eyes.
I think I busted her up, dude. My bad, dude. I was too rough with her, dude. Number four option, anytime I get the chance. 35% of people listen to a podcast whenever they get the chance, I think the options were varied enough to the point where even the percentages were varied enough, dude.
Well, yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm kind of down with that, dude. I posted that picture on Instagram, and we had at the King Comic, which is Jester now, I think. Actually, I believe it. Yeah, it is. He says, at work, and make everyone else listen to it also.
Nice.
And he says, right? That's dope. So if you guys are listening to this, hopefully he plays this episode for you guys. Huge shout out to wherever Johnny's at, his office. Thanks for fucking listening to us forcefully.
Thank you for making everyone listen to us.
Yeah, but now we just need you guys to subscribe as well and share the podcast as well.
Fuck those guys. That's I know what they're saying.
Yeah, they're like, Johnny is playing these assholes again.
God, these guys are still alive?
And then he says, dude, still waiting on that episode 1 to be posted so I can hear it. Are we ever going to put out episode number one?
Who has it?
I have it, and Sergio has it.
Because I don't.
I have it. Okay. I have it. Next one's going to be Beauty is Her Own Damned Beast on Instagram. Two from work. School, actually, because I've been a lazy ass and haven't exercised lately. So I guess she used to listen more.
Wait, did I write that?
Beauty is your own damned beast? Actually, yeah. Beauty is your own damned beast. So, yeah.
Beast.
Off of that, dude. Where did I go, dude? Okay. This was on Snapchat off of last week's show, dude. Just 1 hour. Just 1 hour without the goddamn vape. Then after the show was over, you can suck on that thing all you want. Otherwise, the shows have been fucking great. Laugh my ass off every time. Wow.
Who's that?
It's kind of true. If I'm talking, whatever's happening in the background. Okay, why don't you go off? Okay, do you agree or disagree?
What's wrong with the vape? I got a smaller vape. I'm going to have to mute myself when I vape then.
I don't know if that's going to work.
I don't know. Who wrote that? Sergio?
Albert, dude.
Albert. Yeah. God, you know what, Albert?
And then this one today, dude. I hit you up earlier today. We don't even have post or pre-show meetings anymore. It's pretty much, all right, let's jump in, jump out. We know what the fuck to do.
Yes.
And one of my boys, Freddie fucking Lopez, fucking listens to the fucking show. He wants to get a podcast started with one of his boys. And he's a wrestler. His brother used to wrestle with me in high school. I wrestled with him for a few years, and then he graduated. And I think he used to work out before he was even a freshman, so I used to work out with him, too. And, he's like, hey, dude, you guys record? Do you mind if I jump in? And then I hit you up, dude. And I'm like, hey, dude, do you mind if I have someone just sit in? Which he would be right here, but technically, I gave him your answer.
Now I got to get to know people. Okay. I mean, it's in my house. I mean, nothing against them. I just feel more comfortable.
Yes.
If I know the person, if I talk to him. It's just the way it is. I mean, if he was at Joe's house, that's cool.
Exactly. And that's what I hit you up too. Like, no disrespect. I totally respect that. I get it. Like, that's totally understandable. And I got back to him and I'm like, dude, I don't want to bullshit. I don't bullshit around anyone, dude. I don't have to pull anyone's leg or lie to anyone. But I told him the same thing. Like, dude, it's going to sound weird, but, you know, this is what he said.
Weird?
No, but that's what okay. Because I know both of you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know both of you guys are fucking cool. And I would like to think if I vouch for someone, like, fuck.
I know.
They're good. Like, that's what I would think. And he gets back to me, dude, and I just want to read this. Probably shouldn't. But he says, dude, I totally get it. Not weird at all. I wouldn't want random peeps coming into my house either. And I'm like, dude, you know, well, let's get together sometime so you guys can fucking chill and get to know each other at least. He's like, cool, I'm totally down for a beer or dinner. First round's on me. And that's it, dude. So.
Cool, man. Yeah. I'm down to meet. I mean, whatever we can get together, I'm down.
Oh, definitely, dude. So if we can work that out, fucking dope, dude. Last, Twitter shout has to go to huge, to not even a sponsor, but kind of now, Freedom Vapes.
Yes.
Okay. Our boys at Freedom
Vapes. I love Freedom Vapes.
I went in there on, last week. I don't know what day, honestly. My days all run together. Anyways, walked in, and there was a new guy there. I'd purchased juice a few weeks ago, went back in last week to pick up some more juice and just try some juices. And they still have our cards up, which are running thin out there.
I like that.
Which is really cool, dude. And I'm like, hey, dude, thanks a lot for keeping our cards out still. He's like, oh, that's you? It's like, yeah, it's my boy and I. He's like, dude. And he was talking to me like, dude, these guys put us on their website. Like, and if you click on the link, it takes you straight to our website. I'm like, oh, fuck. No, I don't like, yeah, like that. That's me. Dude, like, I'm one of the hosts on the show. Like,
you know that guy? He's fucking cool.
That Adam guy is him and the Bell are the shit on the show. God, and I'm like, I'm part of the show, too.
It's fucked up.
I think I'm co-host. And dude, at the end, he's like, oh, fuck, dude. He's like, no, any of you guys, any of your listeners, send them to Freedom Vapes. Anytime they walk in, they get 10% off of their purchase just for mentioning us.
Oh, it's cool.
And he's like, no, you get 10% too, dude. Like, so I got hooked up, dude. So technically, they've been good to us. I mean, we love going there anyways. We're not even going to bullshit around. It's a dope fucking shop. So thanks a lot, Freedom Vapes. Mad props to you guys. If you guys are a local Orange County, hit them up. Freedom Vapes in Anaheim off of Orangewood.
Yes, if you go on our website, thecomiccity.com, you'll see the Freedom Vape. You press on it, it'll tell you where to go. Great guys. Really, I mean, it's really hard to find a vape shop that people are nice and they want to help you.
Cool.
As opposed to some places just get all their homies and fucking smoke and just give you dirty looks.
Yeah, kind of, dude.
And stuff.
And they just want to fucking find juice for you and get you the fuck out. But no, these people fucking, it's set up kind of like a bar almost.
Yes.
I mean, it is cool. A fucking bar.
It's pretty dope.
You know, can I try this and that? And fucking dope, dude.
Very cool.
All right, man. That's all I got for Twitter Love shoutouts, dude. Where do we go now?
Cool. We got a Facebook comment here. Oh, yes. Please hit that, dude. We got Hector. Did you go to San Diego Comic-Con?
Hector Cornejo.
If not, there was there any of the trailers that came out
of Comic-Con that you felt were your favorite? Okay. Do you want to hit it now or later? There were two trailers I saw in particular, the Thor Ragnarok trailer and the Justice League trailer.
I saw Defenders. We could do this in Comic Talk. Hector, we'll get back to that.
Yeah, because I'm definitely going to hit a few of the topics from that, dude. Okay, man. We killed a lot of time, dude, apparently.
About 20 minutes.
Do you want to know science, fact, or fiction? 10 space myths for movies and TV? Or six facts about sex and love.
Let's do a science fiction. I love that song, dude, by the way.
All right, here you go, man. This is going to take up a little bit of time. Space is one of Hollywood's favorite settings. Over the years, countless sci-fi movies from Star Wars to The Martian and TV shows Babylon 5, Battlestar Galactica, and Firefly have taken audiences on perilous journeys through the solar system and to other planets. While these titles may be thrilling to watch, they aren't necessarily the most accurate representations of space, which we know.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking spaceships.
Here are 10 common space myths perpetrated by movies and TV. Number one, explosions in space. We've seen it countless sci-fi films. A spacecraft blows up, emitting a huge thunderous boom and sending up a ring of flames. At least that's the image that the explosion of the Death Star left lingering in our minds reminds us of.
Yes.
But an important reminder, space is a vacuum. Fire needs oxygen to burn, so those cinematic flames wouldn't happen in space, except briefly and to a much lesser degree from any oxygen in the craft destroyed. The same goes for the loud booming noise, since sound cannot travel without gases like the ones in Earth's atmosphere. Actual chemical explosions in space would be more stifled without any other elements to fuel them further.
Dude, it's ruining my childhood here, bro.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting stuff, dude.
When you think about it, like, yeah, there wouldn't be any fucking fire. There wouldn't be any sound. It's crazy.
Yeah, it needs oxygen, right?
Right.
I mean, most explosions.
Jesus.
Sorry. Number two, survival without spacesuits. Okay, this is a given, but movies had made us believe that humans will basically go splat the minute they're exposed to outer space without a protective suit. Depending on the film or show's rating, eyes will pop out of the skulls. So I'm thinking fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, yes. Right? Yes.
Bugged out, dude. eyes will pop out of the skulls and there will be some sort of blood, guts, explosion. It's not quite that traumatic in real life. Exposure to space would definitely kill a human being, but not instantly nor so viscerally. What really happens? As Stanley Kubrick correctly showcased in 2001, A Space Odyssey, a human being can survive exposure to space with no permanent damage, as long as they don't linger, that is. Don't know what that is. Our skin and circulatory system helps protect the body from the environment, but only if exposed for less than 30 seconds.
So you can survive for 30 seconds?
Just about.
So your eyes are not going to...
Well, after the 30 seconds, your eyes will probably fucking bug out of your fucking head. Number three, the dark side of the moon. Movies and TV shows like to perpetrate the idea that the moon has a side that's constantly shrouded in darkness. While it's true that the moon has one side that always faces the Earth, that doesn't mean that the other side is constantly bathed in darkness. It's tidally blocked with the Earth, but not the sun, meaning all sides of the moon receive sunlight at different points. Interesting. Okay. I didn't know that. The sun's appearance. If you ask anyone to draw the sun, chances are the first thing they'll do is grab a yellow crayon. Movies and TV shows portray the same image, typically depicting the sun to be a burning yellow. In actuality, the sun isn't yellow at all. The Earth's atmosphere only makes it appear that way. The real color of the sun is white.
What?
We know this by the sun's surface temperature. While cooler stars usually appear red, the hottest stars typically look blue. So yeah, I've heard that about even welding. Like the hottest, is blue, and that's when it starts melting.
That's crazy.
It's blue. Okay. I'm sorry. The sun, which is almost 6,000 degrees Kelvin, falls somewhere in the middle. On a similar note, the sun actually glowing, not burn. The sun is actually glowing, not burning.
Okay.
So there you go. Meaning those wavy planes and wavy flames in your drawings aren't so accurate either.
Hmm.
So even as a kid, I've been drawing them.
I have kids drawing that shit all the time.
Right. Well, yeah.
It's like, no, Johnny.
Tell them to listen to fucking episode 197.
The sun is not fucking blue. God damn it.
Number five, asteroid belts. I know, idiot. Actually, teacher, movies and TV usually portray asteroid belts as deadly and crowded. something that only the most capable of astronauts or space pilots can survive. But these films and shows fail to account for the sheer vastness of space. In case you forgot, space is really big. So while an asteroid belt might have millions of asteroids in it, the distance between each of them is hundreds of thousands of miles, meaning that the chance of anyone hitting one is astronomically low.
Well, it sounds lame when you say it like that.
I know, but it's the facts are fucking
pretty I know. I mean, it just sounds like...
It kind of takes away from the fucking feeling of a space movie.
Like Star Wars Han Solo fucking flying through shit.
It's
and
like,
then,
you're full of... You're not the best pilot,
we
asshole.
We almost hit it, no, bitch. It's like fucking 3,000 more miles till we hit that.
Exactly, dude. In fact, NASA scientists who have sent almost a dozen probes through an asteroid belt without incident have concluded that the odds of crashing into an asteroid are 1 in a billion.
Yeah, I thought something like that.
Then that's exactly what you said. So good call on that, dude. Number 6, flaming meteors. You've seen it multiple times in disaster movies. A meteor flies through the sky, leaving a trail of fire in its wake and then exploding in a smoky, fiery mess on the ground. But the scientific truth is that meteors don't leave behind charred craters on impact. In fact, if meteors were to hit, they wouldn't be all that hot. After all, they've been sitting in the coldness of space for billions of years. And while they warm up a bit once they enter the atmosphere, their extreme speed means they never have a chance to become as hot and flaming as the movies would have you believe.
Interesting.
Interesting. Okay. Number 7, all-powerful black holes. If you were to believe that what movies will tell you, yes, you'd think that the black holes are super powerful vacuums that suck up everything that gets too close to its perimeter. But the truth is, black holes must obey the laws of physics, just like everything else. So what does that mean exactly? Contrary to what sci-fi films tell you, black holes do not possess supergravity that can draw in everything in its wake. So, yeah.
Jesus.
Black holes have finite mass and therefore finite gravitational force, not infinite. Finite.
So, right, finite. It can't suck up everything.
Yeah. Number 8. That's kind of interesting, man.
I hate it. I always scared of black,
black holes.
Holes
are going to suck you in.
I was like, oh, shit, here comes a black hole.
You think you're thinking about the wrong black
hole. Yeah.
Okay, number 8, a crowded galaxy. Science fiction movies and TV shows aren't exactly a great representation of space, and specifically, its immense and expansive scope. Typically, Hollywood depicts space as somewhat crowded with various objects and planets often bunched together. Of course, in reality, everything in space is quite far apart. We got two more to go, and then we can do some commercials.
Sweet, sweet.
Number 9, I'm kind of digging on these facts, though.
Yeah, they're really interesting.
Number 9, reaching instant speed. In Hollywood, spaceships seem to reach unbelievable speeds practically instantly. That in itself is pretty unrealistic. But what makes it even more so is the reaction of the ship's passengers. If any craft or vehicle were to take off that fast in real life, the crew members would be flung back into their seats. But that's not the case in the movies. Apparently, the rules of inertia don't apply to actors. Whoever's writing this is pretty witty.
Yeah, he is pretty witty.
Number 10, instant communication with other ships. If we were to buy the idea that spacecrafts could reach the speed of light in seconds, it's completely implausible that those ships would then be able to instantly communicate with other ships or planets the way they do in movies.
Okay.
That makes sense, right? Not only is immediate communication not possible across light years, it's even more impossible while traveling at such high speeds. Okay.
I mean, it's like, you know, this guy is telling facts, which is fine, but fuck you. I want my fiction. I want
my fucking lightsaber.
I want my black hole. But no, I mean, doesn't it sound more like this is stuff we grew up with?
Yeah. Okay. There's a great podcast from Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's not even an astronomer, dude. Why did I fucking draw a blank? Scientist. Fuck okay. Me. I don't. That's not even the. That's like the least. That calling. I'm insulting him by calling him a scientist.
I don't even know who this guy is.
But astrophysicist, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
And he loves movies. He loves science fiction. But I've heard him on. He has a podcast that breaks down. Like, yeah, I love this movie, but it wouldn't work because of this. Or he's a down to earth cat. It seems like, and just it's a good podcast to listen to, just to nerd out to. If you're into science, guys, it's worth checking out. All right, guys. We got commercials and rock and roll.
Cool, go to comicsyndicate.com. You find a couple banners, lots of banners. You want to click on, if you're going to Amazon, click on the orange one and buy whatever you were going to buy. And when you click on it, we get a little piece of from Amazon, kicks us down a little bit of money to keep equipment up and stuff like that. Audible is really good too. Sign up and we get a little bit of that too. You don't sign up for free 30 days. You get a free book. And if people are driving far away and we just found out 42% of people listen to their on their way to work, dude.
After you're done listening to the Comic Syndicate,
of course.
Then
toss on. I mean, it calms you down when you're driving.
And if you just don't have time to read, dude.
Yeah, it's like really good.
I should do that more often. I listen to podcasts as much as I can. I listen to a lot of fucking podcasts about a lot of different topics. And yeah, I try to fit everything in. That way I'm just up to speed. Like, okay, I'm missing out. Although reading news and like trying to keep up with everything is.
Yeah. We've got a couple more down there too. We got Frosty,
Heidi, and Frank is a great podcast. Kevin and Bean show local out here to Orange County is fucking dope. Orange County, LA. Neil deGrasse Tyson, that one's fucking dope. That's Star Talk Radio. If you guys want a 5-minute podcast, the Micro Podcast is fucking dope. We have friends that do podcasts, the Bearded Underachievers. If you guys like wrestling, jump on there. If you guys like, if you guys are foodies, we got Anton and Alan's podcast, fucking the 2OC. They're good.
I'm gonna have to try that. I think you
would like it, dude. And they're a strict 45-minute show.
Okay.
And they have hit us up or mentioned me at least a few times, so that's fucking cool. And they've mentioned the show, so
yeah. You like trailers and movies too? We got the Critical Thinking podcast. Our buddy Miguel Garza. Man, we got plenty of stuff to listen to.
And they gave us a shout out too, dude, so thanks a lot. Listen to those guys. I mean, those are just podcasts you guys can find. Find anything you guys like, and you guys can definitely find it, dude. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. We're the Comic Syndicate. Type us in, share the podcast more than anything. We do talk about fucking everything, dude. So that's all I got. We'll be right back with some
comic talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk. Okay, we're back, and we got lots of news, I bet.
Comic Talk
with San Diego and shit like that. And no, we did not go to this year's Comic-Con.
No.
Too busy, money, and...
you know what, dude? I'm honestly kind of glad we didn't go.
Yeah, dude.
It is work, dude. I mean, straight up, it's work. I don't mind the work. I kill myself a lot anyways, but you guys don't understand. It's fucking work, dude.
It's a pain in the ass sometimes.
It's bad to the point if we go to a convention now because we can't even go in and enjoy it anymore.
Yeah, it's...
Because we're getting pulled or called from one place to another, and it's nice to feel like that and to, you know, come interview this guy, come do this with this person. But it's... We're in a panel, and we get called out of something we enjoy to interview someone or...
Yeah, and then we're like, do we leave this panel to go there, or do we stay for the panel that we actually really wanted to listen to?
Yeah, and Adam was good about, we got called out for one last, WonderCon?
Yeah.
And, dude, that you bailed out, he's like, I can't leave you hanging, so you went out with me to interview some cats, was fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, we got to stick together, dude. It's all good. Yeah, and then, what else? I mean, there was some good stuff there. It's you know, people are like, oh, you guys live so close to San Diego. You guys should go and this and that. I'm like, dude, it's expensive. Hotels are expensive. A lot of some of our listeners got there. Loops is out there. I think Andrew was out there. Good for you guys, man. I'm going to piggyback on Hector's question. Some of the trailers I saw that I really enjoyed was like the Defenders was fucking badass. Like just the music alone, and then you still got that funny thing where they're like, oh, who the fuck are those fucking beef? And they're like, no. And then Deborah's like, no, that's not beef, that's shrimp. That guy over there has fucking beef, and he has that fucking Jessica Jones scarf over his forehead, over his eyes and head to cover his identity. Was pretty fucking funny, man. So I enjoyed that. Justice League.
Let's hit the fucking trailers, though, dude.
What's that?
Let's hit the trailers, dude. Hector did ask. Okay, did we see any trailers besides that? I saw the Justice League and the Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok was dope.
It looks dope, right?
Yeah, I saw that one. I was like, okay, this looks pretty good. Thor is not really my... I love Thor in the comics.
Same.
I don't like him in the movies.
Kind of, yeah.
They're kind of boring. I'm hoping that they Marvel fixed it with this one with nothing but action and shit like that. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
It looks dope, dude. I saw the Justice League trailer, dude. It looks good.
It looks okay.
It looks like an action... It looks like a superhero movie, finally.
Well, I know Superman. I saw the last part of Alfred, so that's pretty much probably Superman.
That's what we're
saying.
Yeah,
that's going to be Superman.
Okay, a voice mentioned something about, fuck me, dude. The Lanterns, the Kryptonians, like, he's talking shit on these characters. Green Lantern hasn't been introduced yet.
No, yeah. I don't think he's going to be introduced in this Justice League.
I'm kind of hoping he does, but
we'll see. And then
there's a cut snip I'll show you where Bruce Wayne is just Bruce Wayne, but he's talking to someone. And it looks like there's like a red curtain or something.
Oh, really?
But it's someone floating in there, and it's a
big red.
You see legs not covered up. So I'm thinking maybe Supergirl, perhaps.
Oh, wow. That'd be
interesting. I'll show you that, dude. Anyways, you know what? Honestly, I'm not even going to bullshit, dude. I'm fucking beat. I'm exhausted. I don't know what the fuck I did with the rest of my news. Anything off on top of that, honestly, dude, for this San Diego Comic-Con 2017, I don't think we missed fucking anything, dude.
No, it just seems like the same stuff over and over again.
I mean, last year's was fucking huge. And we did cover. Okay, the new Spawn movie is... Yeah, dude. Rated R? He wants it to be more spooky? Yeah, that's up there, dude. Jeff Lemire's gonna go back to DC.
Oh, I know. His version of Fantastic Four. That's what they're calling it.
Jeff Lemire is fucking... I'm going to review Jeff Lemire right now in a bit.
He's really
good. We love him, dude. He didn't sign an exclusive deal with Marvel, so technically he can write for both.
Didn't he leave? Jeff Lemire left, didn't he?
I hope not.
I think he did leave. Anyways, I don't know. I'm probably fucking wrong. What about the news? DC is trying to shove Affleck out as Batman. You hear about that?
I read the initial report last week before San Diego Comic-Con was that their DC movie, Cinematic, is trying to write out Ben Affleck if that's needed. By the time we introduce all these characters that we want finally, he's going to be old. Ben Affleck said, though, at San Diego Comic-Con this weekend, nope. Just to let you guys know, I haven't lost. Who doesn't want to be fucking Batman?
Well, I mean, it's not really up to fucking Affleck. Fucking Batman, it's not really up to him.
Kind of, right? Yeah, they have their contingency plans too. Like when they,
everybody's young.
DC doesn't fuck up anything.
Everybody's young except for Affleck.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, Superman's young,
but they're also they added two new DC movie films.
Man of Steel 2.
They're working on, and the director for Nightwing. He said he wants the best actor possible to be Nightwing. He's going to put him in like through vigorous exercise, and he wants this guy to be like the Nightwing he should be.
Who would you want?
Okay, honestly, dude.
The name in the movie that I know him in, because I don't know
his name. Oh, fuck me. You don't know him? He came out on Suicide Squad. It's fucking what's his name, dude? Clint Eastwood's son.
Okay, what part did he play in that?
Okay.
Is he the army guy?
Okay. He's one of the army guys.
Oh, okay.
Now, when he was casted in Suicide Squad, I'm like, fuck, they're wasting him on just a fucking military guy.
Okay.
But if they're going to follow the route, Agent 37, and be like, okay, he's working both sides. He's a superhero, but he's Batman's, like, underground, like, I'm a spy fucking agent. But my night job, I got a second job, too. I'm fucking Nightwing. But that would be cool. And he could pull it off. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was a fucking cock tease, dude. Like, he could have been a dope fucking Nightwing.
Which one's that?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt from The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Technically.
I mean, this is... If they're trying to...
Your name is Robin?
Yeah. If they're trying to mosey fucking Affleck out, this is the best way of him...
The younger crew.
Younger.
And they want to introduce the Bat crew.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Joss Whedon's fucking writing Batgirl?
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's writing and directing it, dude.
Oh, wow. So, what about the guy for 21 Jump Street? He was supposed to be Gambit.
Oh, yes. He still is. Tatum. No.
No, he's too
big.
Not
as Nightwing. Can you picture him agile? Like,
fucking... Well, look at Gambit. Gambit's fucking agile. He's just like Nightwing.
You know what? Now that you mention it,
he does flips and he's not really big.
He's too meaty, I think.
I think he's too meaty for Gambit. I mean, that's some big meat right there. That's some awesome meat.
Okay, guy, we got it.
All right, okay.
So, anyways, fuck it.
All right.
Honestly,
all right.
I don't have my notes, but again, it was San Diego Comic-Con. I don't feel we missed anything fucking huge. Like, last year, it was like, fuck, let's talk about that. This year, it's like, I'm glad I missed it, dude.
Yeah, same
thing. Next year, we can come out running and gunning, and I'm going to have, we're going to be hooked up, so fuck it. We're good with that.
Cool. I reviewed one comic. I've been reading a lot of Daredevil, Mark Waid's run. I bought the Omnibus, so I've been reading that. So I wasn't gonna write about that, but wrote up Sonic the Hedgehog number one, and I guess what happens in this is all these people that can, like Xavier and like Psylocke and. They have the powers of psychics, I guess you would say, or what is it? Oh, what the fuck?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, psychics are dying throughout the
getting
attacked and dying throughout this world. Something is attacking them and has come down on Psylocke, and Psylocke's a pretty powerful psychic. As she's attacked, she sends out a distress call to everyone nearby and even not nearby. And I mean, fucking Bishop gets it. He's like in a different time zone. I don't know how the fuck that works.
You know what? That's kind of cool, though. But yeah, it's like go ahead. I don't want to ruin
Yeah. Well, we got Wolverine, Bishop.
But I agree. I'm like,
that's pretty crazy. Yeah. So we got this is the group of people that actually heard it in this comic. We got Wolverine, Old Man Logan, I'm sorry. Bishop, Gambit. I love seeing fucking Gambit.
Me too, dude. I'm
Rogue, Beast, Angel, and I can never say this guy's name. Phantomech. The fuck is this?
Phantom X. My bad. Sorry. That was me.
No, that's cool, man. This attack on Psylocke overloads her power and starts to get out of control. So Rogue kind of takes her power and they have an idea where, hey, okay, Bishop, since you showed up out of nowhere, I'm going to give you my energy and then you just fucking release it. That's one of Bishop's powers. He takes energy and releases it. But it's pretty cool because she scams it up with Bishop a little bit. So kisses him and releases the power. So we get everyone's kind of back to normal, but they're trying to figure out, okay, Psylocke's like, dude, this chick called, let's see. I've never heard of this chick before.
No, you're right. Amal Furuk.
Furuk is trying to come from the Astral Plane.
Oh, the Astral Plane. Yes, that's right. Dude, she's like a beacon, kind of.
The dude, right? Or is a big fat guy? Look like fucking Kingpin. Oh, or unless that's a henchman.
No, actually, you are right, dude. It looks like an older. It is an older version of an old classic fucking Marvel.
Because I've never
especially
heard
for
of
the X Men, dude. Especially, well, we'll. Yeah, continue, and then I'll go into
him. Yeah, she sends a team. It's like, you know, we got to deal with this now. She sends a team to fight him, but Far-Rock has a ace up his sleeve, and I'm not going to spoil what he has in where he's at. But it's pretty fucking huge. So if you don't have it, read it. What I like about the comic is some old school X-Men together again. And the interactions between these guys.
Yes, that's exactly what I loved about this. Because it's a team, any version of the X-Men team. They're no like, okay, let's go to work. And I love the way each of them assess the situation. And it's like, all right, fuck it. We know our roles already.
Well, it's kind of like the 90s X-Men.
Kind of. That's what it felt like, though, right?
Gambit and Rogue.
Yes.
Fucking love that shit.
And I love how he even tells her, hey, sweetheart, how you doing? Really, Gambit? Really, Remy? And he's like, yeah, you know you still fucking love me. And he's just constantly
I love it.
Yeah. I love it. That's what was cool. Okay. Even Bishop, seeing Bishop in it, what they do, it was dope, dude. Like, Rogue needing his help, and she's a leader now.
Mm-hmm.
She was like a supporting character back in the day, but now she's been on your Uncanny Avengers. Mm-hmm. She's become a fucking leader.
She's come a long way.
Oh, definitely. But all the X-Men have, and you can definitely see it in this one. I loved it, dude. What else you got?
That's it, bro. One comic. I got some Daredevil, but that's all. I'm already in like tenth issue.
Can you buy me 1 second?
Cool. And then
what else did you like about it, dude? Did you catch the artist writer? Mm-hmm. Charles Soule actually wrote this one.
Yes. That's why it's actually good. I'm glad that I kind of feel bad for Soul because he's pretty much he's overloading, I think. He's writing a lot of shit. He's writing a lot of stuff. I hope he doesn't get burnt out like all the other fucking great writers. They take off. They're not paying me enough. I'm out of here. I'm going to go to Image. But I know Soul has a couple books in Image, so I don't know.
He's a worker, dude. He's a worker. And on top of that, he is an actual legit
lawyer. Yes. So, I mean, I'm glad he's writing it and not Nick Spencer or whatever, yeah. And people like that.
This one, yeah, I know, dude. All right, this one I wanted to stay away from Marvel. Although that X-Men was good. Something I love, dude. Pick and choose your battles. One of mine I've been reviewing for the longest time, Descender.
Nice.
Descender is an Image Comics fucking title. It's Jeff Lemire. We were just talking about him. Dope fucking writer. Dustin Nguyen is the artist. The art is fucking gorgeous, sick, amazing. It's worth checking out. It looks very watercolor based on construction paper for the most part.
Nice.
But the art is always dope, dude. December number 20, I'm going to start off with, dude. Dr. Kwan has been locked up by Telsa, which, because of the distrust she has for him. But doing this goes against what her dad's plan was. So just like, she's a military brat, and her dad's fucking the ruler of a certain faction. But now this action leads her dad's faction is going to war. Like, they're prepping for war, dude. Now, Effie is a character we got introduced to not too long ago, maybe 15 issues ago, is with her ex-boyfriend, Andy. Andy was the original boy that grew up with Tim 21. So it's pretty much just the factions now. Like, we have one faction. We want to destroy all machines. We have another faction that of machines that, like, we want to destroy people.
Mm-hmm.
Harvesters is what they're called. And we have a group like Andy, who's a human. His ex-girlfriend, his ex-wife, got thrown into a lava pit. The only way they can save her is put cybernetics on her and robotic. So now when they see each other, they kind of... He knows it's his ex. Like, he still cares about her. But now the relationship has been strained because it's like, I'm going after Tim 21 because he killed my fucking parents. Which Tim 21 is, these kids were made robotic kids, not Chucky's, all of them. Like, there's Tim 21 is a android that was built to help people out, nurse old people. Fucking, I don't have time for a babysitter, so here's your Tim 21, whatever number you might be. Tim 21, you fall in love with this little android because he's an insincere young kid, and he loves, you know, his parents. Like, he feels part of the family. They have birthdays for him. But Andy, the kid that he was made for, grew this hatred for any machine, so now he just wants to kill machines.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So it's really cool because, just again, the different factions and the relationships we're all getting to see, and that's pretty much, without killing the review, dude, it's really good. It's looking at life like, okay, just because you're different, why the fuck do we fucking hate you? You're a machine. Machines are smarter, yes. You have one faction that does want to kill people, but you have the faction of machines that are now going underground because, fuck, we have humans wanting to kill us, hunting us down. But then you have the humans that can only be saved with robotic parts and pieces where it's like, and she even tells Andy, Effie tells Andy, so what do you think of me? She's like 90% fucking machine now, but like her face, she looks like a punker chick, and she looks really fucking hot. And he's still attracted to her. He goes, no, that's different. If you're going to kill Tim 21, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to choose which one you're going to take out because I'm going to stop you from doing it. It's just fucking dope to see, dude. And that's the struggle, dude. And Jeff Lemire was originally supposed to end this whole run off of issue 25. He's going to keep it ongoing now.
Nice.
Because I think his mind's just going to the point where it's like, fuck it, let me keep on writing.
Money.
And it's Image Comics. Image is the place to write for because it's independent. Fucking, you own your own fucking character.
Yes.
And Dustin Nguyen's got to be making fucking money on this too because I keep reviewing this. I keep loving it, dude. It's so great. The characters, it's a great Terminator, let's kill Terminators turning good story.
Mm-hmm.
That's fresh.
So you're rooting for the robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind. Yeah. Actually, you really are. You're really rooting. I love Tim 21. Effie, I love. She's half cybernetic now, and she's like, but I. How are we gonna work out, Dick? You hate machines. Talking to her fucking ex-husband, and your job has been nothing but kill machines. So, it's really cool. Just the dynamic of everyone, and all the characters have been so intertwined that it's such a good read. And that's not even fucking the review. Like, I got two more reviews to go. And I'm not even going to go into it because there's a bunch of spoilers that are going to come. And something happens where Tim 21 meets a version of himself, a later version, Tim 22, that looks exactly like him. But takes it almost looks like he kills Tim 21. And we have him with his own agenda now. And people not knowing who to trust. Mm-hmm. Tim 21 has now been taken back by the harvesters, by the machines, and once he sees his friend, his old friend in his mind, Andy, not knowing, fuck, Andy hates me. Andy's wants to kill me. He's like, no, stop this attack. I know that guy. That's my brother. The harvester, the main guy in charge, kind of like looks like he backhands him like, we're your fucking brothers. Mm-hmm. He's like, but no, like, I know him. Innocent little kid not knowing, like, he wants to kill me. So it was really cool. That's it in a nutshell, dude. That's a story. The story has been good. It has been solid, and I keep praising it because it's so fucking good. It's really under the radar. Mm-hmm. It has been the whole fucking time. And I don't – the comic podcast I listen to, they never – no one hits no one hits anything I fucking talk about. I'm part of the show too, guys. Come on now. All right, man. We said we were going to end it a certain way, but take our time before we get there, dude.
For sure.
Before anything, guys, we love doing this. I don't have time. I feel like I had nothing to bring to the show today.
You did.
I always feel that way. And once we get behind the mics, it's always like, fuck, just comforting. And like, it just feels good. And I hope I do a decent job, dude. Just give me decent and I'm cool. Adam carries the show most of the time. And this little bitch right here. But we don't want to get depressing or anything. We want to put on a good show for you guys. Forget about your day if you had a bad fucking day. But since this band, again, means a lot to Adam and I, we don't want to end it this way, but we're going to leave it on a good song that we love.
Yeah, this is one of the best ones.
Yeah, this is called In the End, and we'll catch you guys next week, dude. I love my boy Adam, and to see him like the way I was feeling last month about...
A couple weeks back, yeah.
And to see it in him, I'm like, fuck. And it hurt you more than it hurt me somehow. Mm-hmm. Although it hit me hard too, dude.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Chris Cornell and even this band, I can't go back to. I don't want to go back to through their catalog. I still don't have enough balls to listen to fucking any Chris Cornell or Soundgarden yet because it's like, it's still fresh to me. So I don't have to hear this right now, but you guys do. This is In the End. This is Linkin Park. You guys can find my boy Adam.
I'm Ben Beaner.
You guys can find me at For the Villain. Guys, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Subscribe to us. We love doing this. We're going to be here for you guys. If you guys need to talk to somebody, hit me up on anywhere you guys can find me, guys.
Yes.
All right. Again, share the podcast more than anything. Johnny, another huge shout out to your fucking crew, man. Thanks for making everyone listen. Guys, you got to do the same. Just take care of each other, assholes. We love you. Peace out.
Peace out.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. And even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. One thing,
don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard. Try.